My brothers and sisters, welcome back to another gospel reading and reflection. As usual, this is a good reading. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." My brothers and sisters, this is a very good point. The very first line, the person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. It is very important that we focus on the little details of our day. It's these little activities that make up our day that is going to help us to become very holy or very sinful. Many people will commit venial sins and they'll think to themselves or they'll rationalize and say, it's just a venial sin. It doesn't matter, especially when you're first starting off in the spiritual life. You'll say things like, well, as long as it's not a mortal sin, I can do it. Well, listening to this music is not a mortal sin, so I can do it. And what we have to understand is that venial sin can be very dangerous to the soul. So there's really two types of venial sins. There's venial sins that some people will call like venial sins of surprises, where we're caught off guard and we say something uncharitable, or in the heat of the moment, something comes out, we don't think about it. The saints suffered with these. These come from our human weaknesses, our concupiscence. The saints dealt with this. And usually when we commit these kind of sins, when we say something that's uncharitable, or we immediately regret it, we have a sense of contrition, especially people who are genuinely pious. We have a sense of contrition, and we do things to try to make amends for that right away, generally. Now, the ones that we really need to be careful about and that should trouble us are deliberate venial sins. Doing deliberate venial sins takes away many graces from us. It disposes us to commit greater sins, and we can be spending time in purgatory because of that. So let me give you an example of something that's deliberate, although it's very small. I'll give you two examples from my own life. I remember going to the shrine of Mother Angelica, and in the bathrooms, they have great signs that talk about, you know, cleaning up after yourself. And on one occasion, I was drying my hands, and I missed the trash can from my paper towel, and I was tempted to just leave. I'd walked out the door, and I noticed that the paper towel fell to the ground. And I was thinking, oh, I'm in such a hurry, but my conscience, there's no way I could have walked out that door and not put that paper towel back in. I thought about it. Had I done that, that would have been bad. Another circumstance just happened the other day. I was at the grocery store, and I saw some cheese, and I grabbed the cheese, and I was thinking, after I walked away with it, I was like, you know, I think we might already have cheese. I came back. I put the cheese back in the wrong place on accident. Then I saw the proper place, and I was thinking, there's people who will put this cheese away for me. But then, of course, my conscience came back, and I went and got the cheese, and I put it back in the proper place. Now, these are very small. These are the smallest of sins, but we don't want to do anything deliberately that goes against our conscience, that would separate us from the love of God. Every time we are forced with a choice that we have to make, we are making a choice that could increase our merit in heaven. And so we will regret all of these missed opportunities, even in the small things. Also, some small venial sins, when we commit them regularly, that's called a vice. Little vices lead to big vices, and the devil can bring us down. We can end up committing a greater mortal sin. I remember in my own life when I was having a conversion, I was trying to overcome sins of lust. I was trying to overcome greater mortal sins. I found that the more progress that I was trying to make, that greater progress came when I started to get rid of those deliberate venial sins that set me on the path to mortal sin. So maybe you're confessing a mortal sin over and over again and you can't seem to root it out. Personally, I have found, and many people that I know have found, that when you start to uproot the deliberate venial sins that set you on that path to mortal sin, that is where you're going to make great progress. There's a great scene in the story of The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, or in the movie in particular, where they're in this place called Helm's Deep, and Théoden King is very confident that nobody can breach the walls of Helm's Deep, and there's a little drain at the bottom. And the Uruk-hai attack that little drain. That little weakness is exploited at just the right moment, and because of that, great evil is able to enter in. So this is kind of like an analogy. Similarly, if little vices can turn into great vices and can lead us to mortal sin, similarly, little virtues can turn into great virtues. So if you're trying to make progress, start with little things and that will lead you to do greater things. For example, as all of you know, I'm very devoted to the Blessed Mother. I have consecrated myself to Mary, and I'm sure many of you have as well. And to try to have Mary assist me, to try and do Mary's will in great things, I have found that we need to try to have a sense of Mary's presence to offer the little things to the Virgin Mary. If I can offer making my bed to the Virgin Mary, if I can offer brushing my teeth to the Virgin Mary, if I can offer eating my lunch with a sense of the presence of Mary, then more grace will come in those little things, and it will enable me, when I'm doing something very big and profound, to have a greater sense of the Virgin Mary. If we cannot be faithful to the Lord in the little things, we cannot expect to be faithful in the big things. Many times people will say, well, what did that saint do? Oh, well, that saint was a martyr. Well, oh, I wonder if I will have the grace to be a martyr if I was in that circumstance. We don't know until we're in that circumstance. But the reality is the great saints of the past, the great martyrs, had a martyrdom to their will, usually in the daily activities of their life, this daily denial of self. That's what's going to make us holy. And I can't help but mention, as we're talking and discussing venial sin, I can't help but mention the importance of frequent confession. Yes, as we begin in the spiritual life, we're trying to uproot our mortal sins. When you go to confession, you must mention your mortal sins in kind and in number. That's very good. And then you give the priest your predominant venial sins. Very good. Once you begin to overcome these mortal sins and you're going to confession frequently for your venial sins, which is very important for many reasons, because in the sacrament of confession, you receive the grace not only of having your sins forgiven, but you also receive the grace to help you overcome the sins in the future. Once you start to get rid of those mortal sins, I personally find it very beneficial to list if I have any predominant venial sins. Yeah, I just mentioned those. Oh, I've been lazy and rising in the morning. Oh, I've, you know, had a little bit of a bad attitude when something bad happens to me. That's your predominant venial sin. But if you have any deliberate venial sins, after you've gotten rid of your mortal sins, it's good. I confess my deliberate venial sins in kind and in number. And this way, it will make you more accountable. Now, I have to be clear, because some people might worry, well, this might make me scrupulous. No. Scrupulosity is seeing sin where there's no sin. Being delicate is something very different. And in confession, by mentioning these in confession, it doesn't create an oppressive spirit. Confession is the sacrament of God's peace. Peace of soul is one of the greatest fruits of the sacrament of reconciliation. So again, it's better that you do not commit any deliberate venial sins. Think of the pain that you're going to suffer in purgatory. That's one way to think of it. Also, all of the graces that you're missing out on, all the merits in heaven that you're missing out on. Also, it causes us to become lukewarm, and it sets us on the path to committing mortal sin. God bless you. God love you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.